Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, today's cattle futures market was kind of volatile, not quite as volatile as yesterday, but we did have some action here. Live cattle were anywhere from $60 to $1.12 lower. We did have a few deliveries, but we're partially through July 13th of 18, so that's quite a while ago in terms of the August deliveries. But the August finished down 60 at 107.20. Feeder cattle were mixed here, 47 lower in August at 140.05. It was about 80 off the lows. The September's up 17, October up 22. And then December hogs today finished quite a bit lower down here at 60.80, down $1.40. Box beef at midday was $215.78, up $1.08. So that was a little helpful. Select 192.42, up 75 cents. The choice select spreads widened out to about $23.36. Outside markets here, we have the stock market screaming back here. It's about 900 points off of its lows from last night, but the Dow's up about 360 points at 25,912 points. So it's a pretty good rally back there on the stock market. The crude oil market and natural gas market is mixed here. Crude oil's down about 80 cents. Natural gas currently up about 3 cents. So not a whole lot going on that front.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer, as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
The crop futures today were mixed here. We had cotton was slightly higher. Cotton was 24 cents higher here at 58.74 out in December cotton. But it's really sold off over the last couple of trading days, really last week or so. Back on July 26th, it was up above 64 cents, currently just below 59. So that's over 5 cents sell-off here, and really three days of pretty drastic down. Never really got oversold. It never went below 25 on that RSI. But it has sold off quite a bit. Yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed a 7 percentage point drop on the cotton market for the United States, down to 54% good to excellent. It was 61% the prior week. So that was pretty disappointing here, but it wasn't didn't really affect the markets today. Oklahoma is about 60% good to excellent. That is really where we are on average. Texas, currently 46%. That's actually above average. So this time of year, we typically do see a decrease in the condition, but that was a pretty big decrease for 1 week. And then, of course, the next big report for the corn and beans is going to be that August 12th report, where we get the latest USDA acre number. It's a really anticipated report, and that's August 12th. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.